The Dying Hours by Mark Billingham. How much blood? When he'd finally found the right website, once he'd waded through all the mealy-mouthed crap about having something to live for, once he'd found a site that really told him what he needed to know, that was the one question they hadn't answered. All the other stuff was there. How and where to cut? The bathwater helping when it came to raising the body temperature and engorging the veins, keeping the flow going. It was irritating because once he'd decided what he was going to do, he was keen to get everything right, to have all the information at his fingertips. So how much blood did the body have to lose before the end? It certainly looks to have lost a fair amount already. He watches the clouds of claret swirl in the water, sees it sink and spin until finally there isn't an inch of water that isn't red, until he can't see the knife on the bottom of the bath anymore. Shocking, just how much of it there is. He looks up when the man in the bath, the man who is actually doing all the bleeding, starts to moan again. Shush. I've told you, haven't I? Soon be over. I promise. Northern Lights by Philip Pullman. Father Coram stood by the gate and called.
Yorick Bernison!
The bear stopped eating. As far as they could tell, he was looking at them directly, but it was impossible to read any expression on his face.
Yorick Bernison!
Said Father Coram again.
May I speak to you?
Lyra's heart was thumping hard, because something in the bear's presence made her feel close to coldness, danger, brutal power, but a power controlled by intelligence. And not a human intelligence, nothing like a human. Because, of course, bears had no demons. This strange, hulking presence gnawing its meat was like nothing she had ever imagined, and she felt a profound admiration and pity for the lonely creature. He dropped the reindeer leg in the dirt and slumped on all fours to the gate. Then he reared up massively, 10 feet or more high, as if to show how mighty he was, to remind them how useless the gate would be as a barrier, and he spoke to them from that height.
Well, who are you?
His voice was so deep, it seemed to shake the earth.